Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pocketful of Quarters.
How's it going? So it's been 2 weeks. We didn't last week because I've been sick and I'm still sick, but we're doing it anyway.
His lady parts are hurting.
Fuck you. Now we're explicit. You're the reason.
Yeah!
Awesome.
High fives. High fives are good.
Okay, so we've got a lot to talk about, but this is probably going to be a quick podcast. And we're doing this in, as Matt has said five times in the last 30 seconds, no discernible order.
And we say the last 5 seconds or 5 minutes because, through the power of editing, we've only said it once to you.
Boom, boom.
That's the Inception sound.
Oh, it's
for those of you wondering.
It's genius. So here we go. We got some
news. We have a whopping 10 items on our news display,
yeah,
folks.
Might get through this quickly, might not.
I want to go at a decent pace because there's some things I want to talk about
definitely.
In depth.
Definitely.
And before we go any farther, I want to put up a disclaimer here. So.
Sorry, there's just a lot of pause there.
Sorry, I was trying to build
suspense.
Thank you for the word. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, okay.
Sony is supposedly announcing the PlayStation 4 on this week.
They are
on Wednesday. They unofficially are and they aren't. Who knows what they're going to do? But they're going to do it. So we will be holding. How the hell did I say that? Holding. There we go. I speak good English. We will be holding
an emergency podcast
on Wednesday.
Yes.
After we watch the IGN live stream from New York about the PlayStation 4 on my Xbox 360.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome, and I'm excited, and you should be excited, and you should see it, and you should do it, because we're doing it.
Remember that. We're going to watch the PlayStation 4 reveal from IGN
at 5 o'clock
Central Time on my Xbox.
On Wednesday.
That makes no sense.
Why?
Why can't I watch the PlayStation 4 reveal on my PlayStation 3?
Holy shit, I didn't even put that together. Are you fucking serious?
We're watching the PlayStation 4 reveal on my
Xbox
360. Because I don't want to watch it on a computer screen.
Right, because it's lame.
Yeah. It's not lame. I mean, it's
just doesn't feel good.
I know. I want the sound up. I want the big screen experience.
I want the woos.
So tune in to IGN, Destructoid, Kotaku, your favorite gaming website.
Do it.
And just prepare to get news shoved down your throat.
Do it. About the PlayStation 4.
Okay.
Alright, let's do some news.
Okay, so here we go. We got our first little bit here. On IGN.com, there is an article by Colin Moriarty.
Mario Colin, no taxation.
Woo! Woo.
Beyond.
And it is of...
Dude, you're supposed to say Beyond.
Beyond. Dude, it's been so long since I watched a podcast Beyond.
You don't watch a podcast.
Well, you know what I'm fucking talking about. Listen, you know, whatever.
I gotcha.
It's been a while.
Sorry, I'm just giving you shit.
Okay, so PlayStation 4 controller, it's the same fucking thing with
concave sticks,
which
the
is what Matt
is
really
together.
Fucking wanted.
Well, it just feels better for a game.
It does.
It really does.
It does. D-pad's closer, your buttons seem to stick out a little bit more.
Is a microphone / speaker thing above the PlayStation Home button,
which seems okay. And there's a fucking screen.
Yeah, there is a touch screen.
There's a fucking touch screen on your PS4 controller.
You know.
Okay. Thoughts.
I'm just gonna throw this out here.
Thoughts go.
Hold on, I need to find my thoughts here. Thoughts. Okay, I'm holding my PlayStation 3 controller. We did this last time.
Yeah.
Concave sticks are gonna feel really good.
Yeah.
Looks like they have some redesigned triggers in the back. Maybe, you know, a la the Xbox 360 and how good that actually feels in your hand.
Right.
The D-pad, I like the fact that it's gonna be a little closer.
Yeah.
That could feel good.
Yeah.
What I'm not looking forward to is there's a touch screen that I'm never gonna use.
Yeah.
And there's also a blue light at the top for PlayStation Move integration.
Yeah. How about that?
PlayStation Move. So for all six of you listening to our podcast,
yeah,
none of you own the
PlayStation
Move.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Statistics show that only 12 people in America still fucking use that thing.
So yeah, there's that. But the controller looks really nice, but my problem is with the touchscreen. It's going to jack up the price of the controller.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
And that's some bullshit.
It is some bullshit. Okay, and let's throw this out for some hypothetical example. Let's say you're playing a game and the game utilizes the touch screen. as an element in the game.
Because that works so well on the Vita.
Yeah, but let's say they're stupid enough to make that fucking happen. You're pounding square, and then at one point your fucking hand slips off and you smack the touch control thing. You know, what if that just totally, like...
Cracks your
screen. Right, what if it cracks your screen? Or, you know, what if it kills you? What if they have a suicide button in a game? Because that exists in some games.
Really?
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers for the Wii U.
It has a suicide button?
No, there's a suicide button.
What? That's lame.
Yeah, but yeah. So, I mean, there's an issue there. So mm-hmm. they need to make sure that if they're going to use the touch screen in-game, it needs to be very careful.
Yeah, it can, do not. It has to be for maybe displaying the battery life.
Yeah, and some other shit, but I don't know.
Maybe navigating your digital readout of your friends list or something.
Yeah, dashboard stuff. That kind of. I mean, I'm seeing it more used. I'm thinking it's going to be more used as a dashboard tool rather than anything mm-hmm. else.
But what sucks is, you know, that's going to jack up the price of the controller, probably $20-25, mm-hmm. making it a $75 controller.
Which is fucking stupid.
Yeah, because I'm paying, what, $50-55 for the PS3 controller
right now? Which is already fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's already way too expensive.
Right, that thing should be $20. They probably made it for $15.
Mm-hmm. Not $15.03.
Ooh.
You know what? 1 cent, Price is Right.
Okay.
So there's that, but remember, folks, the image that we're looking at right now, it's supposed to be from an early prototype, so who knows if they kept it?
Right, I mean, who knows?
What the final design is going to be?
Could be entirely different. I'm really just...
It could be the boomerang.
Right. I mean, it doesn't look attractive. The controller really doesn't. It looks really fat. It looks... I mean, the thing... I think it was with the PS1. The one and two buttons on top were buttons, and I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of the R2 or L2 being more of a trigger style thing.
Yeah.
Like how the 360s ran.
Yeah.
I definitely prefer that style.
Now, Josh, I want to throw something at you.
Okay.
That little thing that the controller seems to be plugged into the back.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation 4 development kit?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, it could be. It looks really...
shitty.
Yeah, it looks like a...
But it's a development kit. It's not supposed to look like a home model.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So, point moral of the story, development kits are out. We know that.
Yeah.
The controller is being leaked. What are the odds? Big leaks are happening just before a major announcement by Sony.
Right.
This Wednesday, 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
So, if you're in Chicagoland area, 5 o'clock. If you're on the West Coast, I know East and West well. If you're out in California in that area, you're looking at a whopping, you know. 4 o'clock. No, 3 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Right.
I know time zones.
I don't. That's why I'm not adding this.
I'm trying and I'm epically failing.
But yeah, I mean, it's all, of course, speculation. We don't know jack until...
Wednesday.
Until Wednesday.
But, I mean, two more things I want to point out here. There is a button just to the top left of the touch screen. I'm pointing at it for Josh. For those of you looking at me watching this, where my middle finger is at, you can see the button. It's just right above.
Yeah.
It's a possible share button, and it's been rumored that the PlayStation 4 is going to be constantly recording your progress for the last 15 minutes-ish.
Yeah.
So if you want to post that to the web, press that button.
No, that might be really fucking cool.
And guess what? That would make doing game walkthroughs on YouTube...
Yeah, infinitely.
...a snap.
Yeah.
I mean, literally,
yeah,
it'd be so much easier.
Yeah, I mean... Assuming you're hooking up your mic to everything and whatnot, I mean, that's gonna be great. There's a couple things that I'm kind of weirded out by. The port.
On the bottom?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming for a mic, but, I mean, who knows what new they're going to throw with that, so that's why I'm kind of like, meh.
It looks like a headphone jack, so it could be for a microphone. Maybe if you want to put... Maybe you have a pair of, like, studio-quality headphones at home, and you want to listen to the game through those, and not have to buy a pair of $100 gaming headphones. You plug those into the bottom of the controller, and...
Right, that'd be cool. Okay, so, okay, that settles that a little bit. But the speaker
microphone thing. We can't tell what it is.
No, but there's a speaker on the controller right there. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it. It's dead center, with my middle fingers pointing.
I don't like this idea.
Oh, wait.
It's fucking annoying, like, when you're playing the Wii or whatever, and it just yells at you.
Mm-hmm.
And your controller just yells at you. Like, you don't even fucking pay attention to it.
No, really... I disabled it.
Right. I don't see what the point is. So they do not need to go that route.
Mm-hmm. But if you look closely at this image, you see two R and L buttons.
It's your twos.
What?
It's your two buttons. It's your
twos. You got two buttons. That looks like your R1 and L1 way back there.
You think so?
I think so, because look, if you look really carefully at the image, I'm gonna blow it up.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like that, but that sounds weird, though. Like, if those...
Well, no, think about it, because I'm holding the controller right now. My fingers naturally rest pretty far back on the R2. So, R2 and L2. So, literally, if I move my fingers down, that's a trigger. And that's how my fingers naturally rest on the 360s, a little farther back, usually right in between the triggers.
That's not how mine do.
Really?
When I grasp it, give me a controller.
All right, fine, here's a controller.
That's not at all how mine... Mine generally lean more forwards.
Oh, I'm usually right here. Usually it's right on the tip.
Okay,
I'm usually like that second... Yeah, I don't do my middle finger for my trigger. I switch. I go...
Oh, I do middle finger for...
You're weird.
I guess. I mean, it depends on the game. It depends on what I'm being required to play.
Right, I guess.
I mean, I haven't played... I mean, games really haven't required you to do that in a while. Pretty much since the PS1 or PS2. That probably died out with the PS2. The constantness between
yeah.
the twos and ones, you know what I mean? Nowadays, I mean, like, when I play Call of Duty or whatever, that's what I do. I switch between... I just use my index finger and I switch between the twos, but...
So, I mean, we'll find out more, of course, on Wednesday.
Right.
We will be bringing it to you just after the press conference ends, when we have enough time to compose our thoughts and stop nerdgasming all over my TV.
Hopefully nerdgasming. It could be a giant fucking flop and a failure.
Literally.
Not to sound optimistic or anything.
I mean, they did just announce a Vita price drop in Japan.
Which is cool.
Which is awesome. That actually, you know what? That segued really well into our next story here.
Oh shit, did it really?
Yeah, it did. So who knows, maybe Sony could just, you know, pull a Spider-Man or a Houdini and just tease the PlayStation 4, but actually it's all about the Vita.
Sure.
But that's not going to happen.
No. No.
No. So, yeah. You heard me right, folks. The Vita is getting a price drop in Japan.
Jesus Christ.
Folks. Yes. Folks.
He's the only... Okay, people who are listening, he is the only human being that you now know that says, folks.
Like an old folks home.
You pronounce the L. You're the old...
How do you spell folks?
The old folks. You don't pronounce the L when you say
it. You pronounce the L.
No, you're the only human being I've ever met in my entire life that does that.
Pausing the podcast
makes you
unique. I'm going to ask Greg Miller tomorrow.
If he... Are you? Okay.
No, I don't have the tenacity to ask him that.
Okay.
I have an hour with the guy. Jesus Christ.
How do you... Hey, Greg, how's it going? I'm a big
fan.
How do
you pronounce folks?
How do you pronounce folks?
That's my question. That's my input.
But yeah, seriously, you're the only human being. It just makes
whatever, man. I'm weird. So yeah. Anyway, back to the important news. After you give me a piece of cookies and cream chocolate,
if I can get this fucking thing.
The Vita's been dropped to about 20,000 yen out in Japan, which is around $215 here.
That's cool.
So there's a chance on Wednesday Sony could announce a PlayStation 4 and a Vita price drop,
which could be
making
nice.
It competitively priced with the Nintendo 3DS. Ooh. That's attractive, because the Vita is a great gaming machine.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Handheld gaming is not my cup of tea.
Well, it's not mine either, but...
Right. I mean, but it's cool, though. I'm glad. I mean, it makes sense if you're announcing a new system, price drop that other one.
Mm-hmm. And that, as we've been saying...
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, that is huge. It's this bar of chocolate you bought. It's like a giant size bar. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it's king size. Fucking Jesus. Dude, we should save half of this and put it in ice cream.
Dude, that's a wonderful idea.
Let's do it.
Tonight? I don't have ice cream.
We should do it tomorrow. We have Casey.
Okay.
We'll do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Awesome.
Anyway, back to podcasting.
Oh, man, we are focused today. Razor
yeah.
sharp. We're just excited for Wednesday, folks.
Yeah.
I said it right that time for you.
Thanks.
So, yeah, February 20th, this Wednesday. Get excited. That's that story.
Okay, so people be sad. Steve McCorder, a good friend of mine here at ISU, wanted us to talk about this, so we are. The Last of Us got definitely...
Shout out, Steve.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, Last of Us got delayed. It's fucking...
I'm okay with it.
I mean, I'm okay with it, but like how Steve was saying on our page, he's just pissed because he wants to play it.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
It's one of those.
I'm looking for. Hold on. Where is it? Keep talking. Keep going.
Like, I'm cool with it being delayed because I'm assuming it's to work out, you know, the bugs and stuff. Because, I mean, that game, with the amount of hype that it's getting, cannot fuck up with the AI factor here.
No.
That's seriously, I mean, if that malfunctions in a great way, it's fucked.
Right.
The whole game will get ruined because of that flaw. So I really hope they're ironing out that for a fact, because it's the last
thing.
That
has to be it.
I mean, that's the last thing that they need.
I mean, this is important because Naughty Dog, after announcing a release date, has never delayed a game.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Exactly. That's why this is significant.
Mm-hmm.
That, and it's going to be a wonderful game.
We're hoping.
So yeah, it's coming out June 14th. Yeah, it's coming out on a Friday.
Okay.
Which is really interesting.
Why?
Games typically come out on Tuesday.
I know.
But it's really cool. I like it.
Right, but I mean, weekend game? Why not?
But I mean, it's like we're in summer, so I don't need a weekend game. The game can come out on Thursday night for all I care. It does technically at midnight. But that's not what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say. Our listeners are hardcore fans. Mm-hmm. Or fan, Dave.
You're such a bitch.
You love it. So yeah, get ready. For those of you who are impatient and don't want to wait like me, we have to suck it up and just know that Naughty Dog did this for a reason. And we're going to be getting one of the best games of the year.
We're hoping. I'm going to remain...
I will remain cautiously optimistic.
I will remain pessimistic.
Why?
Because it's such a huge... It's just such a huge element of the game.
Okay.
And it can't... It cannot backfire.
Right. Okay, I get you.
I mean, they've got their eggs in that fucking basket.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. They've got a lot of eggs in that basket.
They're
really, really hoping for this game to work out. I'm really hoping for this game to work out. But, like I said, if that malfunctions in any way... That's like really, really
significant.
Yeah, they're fucked.
Yeah. So yeah, watch out for The Last of Us Friday, June 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited. Yeah. Wait a little longer. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Next piece of news.
Destiny. It is our destiny to talk about Destiny. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. So we had a reveal trailer, which debuted a week or two ago.
Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Well, cool. So I'm not as laid up on it as I thought
usually
I
am.
Yeah. Right. So, there was the trailer, which wasn't...
It was a Vidoc? Wasn't a trailer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just wasn't... It really wasn't much of anything, to be honest. I mean, like, I thought it was more about the developers. The video was more about...
It was
more about, you know, Bungie, like, we're done with Halo. It's time to move on to something new. Something bigger.
Right.
It was one of those, like, trying to get you, like, really excited for it. Which, I mean, I am. I'm excited for Bungie to be back in the game.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for it because it's confirmed for current-gen consoles and future-generation consoles.
Right, which is neat.
So, when you're watching this Vidoc, remember that they're not going to show any gameplay footage because... It's a next-gen game, too, and...
Right.
Technically, next-gen consoles don't exist yet.
Right, until Wednesday.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not coming out this year. Nothing.
Yeah, it's not coming out in 2013.
Which I think makes sense. Again, this is another one of those games that's gonna be a huge thing for Bungie. I mean, they're coming back from... No games. They're coming back from the fucking Halo series, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So this new thing really has to bring them back up to the top here.
And I think it will.
I think it will, too. I mean, the inferences that we can make about it is that it's really fucking huge. The world is going to behave...
Dynamically?
Dynamically.
And randomly.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be a lot like... I'm assuming the environment's going to be treated like how the first level of God of War 3 is when you're on the back of Gaia. Like, she's an actual, like, entity.
Right.
In it. Like, if you do a lot of ground pounds and shit in that game, she will react to that,
mm-hmm.
and it will affect the way that you're, you know, moving around because you're on her back. So I imagine it's going to be, like, there's going to be this huge give and take between what you, the character, does in the world and what the world ends up giving you. And I hope there's not a lot of time-arranged things, because I hated... I can't remember any game specifically, maybe you can, where, like, you're playing a game and you've got to meet... If you go to this place at this time of day, or like GTA, like very much like GTA.
GTA Dead Rising.
Yeah, you've got to go to a certain place at a certain time of day for a certain thing to happen. And I get the appeal of that,
mm-hmm.
but I hope there's not too much of that, especially if it's really going to be natural, dynamic, and random.
Right.
Well,
something you got to take into account is it's coming out for the PS3, 360, and PlayStation 4 and the next Xbox.
Something
that's really cool about it, though, is it's a pseudo MMO, so you're going to be playing with other people.
Yeah.
But you'll all be the main character, quote unquote.
Right.
So if you want to enjoy the story, you can.
Right. It's going to be super Mass Effect.
So what other people do in the world will have an effect.
Right. So that'll be
really cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool idea. I'm just really hoping that it gets executed like perfectly. I'm hoping that everything that they are working towards and have been working on for quite some time, it seems, on this, I hope it really, really pays off for them, because it looks fucking cool.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, as for the video, you really don't find out jack shit about anything. It's just like Earth got attacked and they don't know what did it, and there's this giant fucking ball that's just chilling in front of this, you know, area.
Yeah.
And it's just chilling there. Like, that's literally
what we know.
Right, about the story anyway.
But who knows, maybe we'll find out more on Wednesday.
Yeah, maybe.
Huh.
Maybe.
Our next story is one we reported on under pseudonym Would You Kindly.
Oh yeah, we did talk about this.
Yeah. Saw this on IGN Middle East.
Yeah. So Watch Dogs
apparently coming out this year.
Yeah.
Get excited, because that demo looked awesome.
Oh, fuck yeah. That demo was insane. I hated how it turned shooter. I remember commenting on that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like how it turned shooter, but it looked as if it didn't even need to get to that point in the first place. It looked as if you could have used any of your...
gadgets.
Yeah, any of your insane amount of technological gadgets to make sure that it didn't even come to that, which I really hope it, you know, I really hope it's like that... that Hitman, Splinter Cell
esque
type of like non killing, or at least
optional.
Optional, or making it look like an accident, that kind of thing.
Right. Now, for those of you who don't know, Watch Dogs is an open world game developed by Ubisoft Montreal, and everything is connected. You can control bridges, streetlights, security cameras, everything.
Everyone's phone in the room when they showed the gameplay. The demo of it, when your character pulled out his gadget, you saw like a bunch of fucking cell phones and stuff pop up, and you can check out people's personal information, and like
every NPC in the game has a backstory.
Yeah, they have got a name, they've got an origin. I mean,
they've got an origin. Some of them will have restraining orders, some of them will have bachelor's degree, stuff like that. It's these little details that are really going to push the next gen of gaming.
Oh yeah, totally, and really just put you further into the game, I think. I mean, honestly, if you can get the person playing the game to treat every NPC like they're an actual like force to be reckoned with in the game, I think you're doing your job right. Because a lot of times in games like in GTA or Mass Effect, you just pass by people and you're like, oh, what the fuck, you know? Why are you even here? You don't serve me any purpose. I mean, in GTA, they serve you a purpose because you can hit them and you can
shoot them and
kill them. Right, but like in Mass Effect, you know, there's a lot of careless... There's a lot of things that are just kind of thrown in there for what the fuck, you know what I mean, purposes. They don't really have any point to them. But if you can make someone feel like everybody does have a point, it'll change the way that you even move throughout the entirety of the game.
It really will. So it's a really cool concept. And on this leaked, you know, promotional image, it says available on all home consoles. So not only is it going to be on 360 and PS3... And possibly Wii U.
Which might be really cool for the Wii U.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you're going to want to get this game for the next PlayStation, the next Xbox.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, that's that's without question, but I mean, it might be really cool the way that the Wii U operates with a game of this type. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying, yeah. It actually really could be cool.
Right. I mean, because you could utilize the Wii U controller maybe as your gadget itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you got, like, your buttons that you do for movement and shooting and whatever, but, you know.
And then your touchscreen is literally your cell phone where you're controlling everything.
Right.
That'd be really cool.
Right. It's a really, I mean, it's a really interesting way that that game could operate with that. Mm-hmm. So.
The only thing I want to comment on is this is a brand new IP out of Ubisoft. I love how it's coming at the what is supposed to be the beginning of a console cycle.
Yeah.
Because if they were to release this 5 years ago, it would have sold.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, yeah. I hate the stigma of, oh, we're already so far into the console life, so we need to wait for the next generation to launch a new
IP. But I'm glad they did.
Yeah, I'm glad they did, too.
I'm glad they did. Because, I mean,
extra fidelity. And
yeah, I mean, they could have released this 5 years ago, but it wouldn't have anywhere near the fantasticness that it has now. I mean, because 5 years ago, you would not have been able to do probably
half
the things that were even shown in the demo. And even the demo was fucking, I mean, that had to be rough, which is what's amazing about it. Is that, you know, like...
You know that's an alpha build.
Right.
It had to be an alpha build.
Right, which is incredible. You just pray to God that they don't limit it, you know, between then and, you know, when we get it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just nuts. It's just nuts.
It's really going to be awesome. Coming this holiday season, according to that image, so hopefully they stick to their guns on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
If that is a next-gen launch title, oh, God, I'm spending so much money.
That motherfucker's going to sell. Okay, and a little next little piece of news. More stuff that's going to back our claim that we're going to learn about the PS4.
And everyone else's claim in the world.
Yeah, on Wednesday. PlayStation, or Sony, rather, just is celebrating their consoles.
Yeah, starting with the PlayStation 1, going on the PlayStation 2, and now the PlayStation 3. Just yesterday, they posted up that video.
Yeah, I mean, PS4's coming. if nothing else convinced you, you wouldn't do this randomly, you know, during, you know.
No, there's no way. And they all have the PlayStation 2013.
Right.
This isn't some marketing campaign for the PlayStation 3 that's already out. You don't celebrate two consoles' previous success, a current console's success.
Yeah.
And not be like, okay, we're moving on.
No, and be like, we got some Vita news.
Actually, they did that because the Vita, like I said, they just announced that price drop in Japan this morning.
Right, but what if Wednesday is just a giant reveal for like some Wii U stuff or for not Wii U Vita.
Oh my God,
I would go to cry. I would just cry so hard. I'd cry. I'd just be like,
I would write Sony an angry letter because they are the biggest trolls ever.
Right, just hardcore.
Holy crap.
Nerd blue ball. That's what that would be.
And no, I literally think if they did not release like the PlayStation 4 stuff on Wednesday, it would hurt them.
Oh no, it totally would. It totally would
because everyone is expecting PlayStation 4.
Yeah, and you can't build this much hype and then not deliver and not expect backlash. You can't.
No, and that's bullshit.
Yeah. Not
that is literally akin to like, oh hey, we're releasing this brand new video game, but we can't talk about it yet, but you all know it exists.
Yeah.
Hey guys, there's this really big event. We can't tell you what we're gonna talk about.
Right.
Okay, oh my God, it's gotta be that game they've been working on for 5 years. Here it is. Monopoly is coming to current gen consoles. Get ready.
Right.
In 2014.
Right.
So no, it's got to be the PlayStation 4. Right. It's happening. God, I am so excited. At the end of the episode, in a little bit, we'll do predictions for the event. Because, you know, I want to see which one of us is going to be right.
Yeah, I do
too. Like, games, are we going to see games, stuff like that. We'll go over that in a minute. Don't worry.
Right, folks. Okay, so next little ditty news.
It's happened. Ladies and gentlemen. Grab your plastic instruments. Give them a hug.
Say goodbye.
And bury him.
Yeah.
Because Rock Band is dead.
Yep.
In April.
Yep.
Rock Band's that old person in an old folks home that everyone knows is about to die.
Yeah, that
and
no
And they're
one,
just like...
They're just like, man.
You were around for so long.
And I don't want to let you go, but you have to die.
These plastic instruments need to leave my living room.
Yes, they do.
All six of them.
Yeah, I mean, so Rock Band, I mean, Rock Band's been pretty intense with the DLC.
Every week they'd have a new song.
Oh, yeah, I know. Which is fucking, I mean, the biggest thing, my favorite thing that they did was they added the, I think it's called the RBN, the Rock Band Network, mm-hmm. and people,
created their own songs. It was wonderful.
Right, people created their own songs, but, like, bands who don't belong to labels, bands that, you know, just kind of wanted to do a song just out on a whim, all they had to do was, I think, you gotta fill out a form, you gotta get your song approved, mm-hmm. and then your song's in Rock Band. I mean...
Dude, like, you send them, like, a sample and the music, and they would just...
You filled out a form, you sent them the song, if they approved it, your song got on Rock Band.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, if at the time, if I had the ability, I could have made it any song I wanted, and then if it would have gotten approved on them, I would have had a song on Rock Band.
Dude, that's cool.
Yeah, and you would get paid for it. So, like, I mean, they get, like, a huge cut of it.
Of course, you get a small amount.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
But, you know, every penny
you put on, right, you put on a fucking Rock Band, millions upon millions upon millions of people are going to play that game. So, yeah, I mean, I thought that was really cool. So, if they're going to, you know, if they're going to make a new thing, because it won't be Rock Band, it'll be some other fucking thing. I don't know how many different ways they can word this, though. You've had Guitar Hero, you've had Drum Hero, you've had Band Hero, you've had Rocksmith, you've had Rock...
Rocksmith is really cool.
It's okay. It's cool.
For a beginner like me, that's what taught me my basics.
Right,
I couldn't afford a guitar teacher, and my friend's like, "Do you want it?" I'm like, "Yeah, of course. I'll learn basics for free."
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I learned my guitar.
Right. I mean, it's neat. It's cool. I mean, it's gotten. I mean, a lot of actual musicians have given it a lot of praise for what it does for them, which is cool. I mean, it's cool to have that backing. But I mean, as a musician, I think it's different when you're learning from another human being as opposed to learning from a machine.
Yeah.
Which is my gripe with that, but. I mean, for anybody who's just, like you said, just, you know, picking up the basics is definitely a great tool. So I just don't know how many different ways they can word it. I mean, mm-hmm. They might as well just say we're gonna work on Rock Band 4, or maybe they're gonna work on something that's entirely different. You know,
well, Harmonix is working on a brand new project, and we don't know what it is.
Right.
So maybe it's the next generation of a Rock Band,
which would be cool. I mean,
but I think if they did that, they'd really have to make it real instruments.
That's the thing, though. If they did make it real instruments, they would lose a huge following. They mm-hmm. would lose a lot of their fan base. Because a lot of their fan base, I mean, I've got friends who are fucking amazing at Rock Band, who if I put them on a drum kit or gave them an actual guitar, they'd just poop. They wouldn't know the first thing what to do, but they can play the most incredible things.
What would be really cool is, you know, on your really beginner level, it's like, okay, I actually got to learn, like, the most basic beat to this song that I can play.
Right.
Kind of take that Rocksmith approach where it's like, the very easiest level is like, okay, you're getting the very basic, you only strum your string every now and then, you're like, okay, this is how I kind of do it. It's like the first time you're playing Rock Band, it's like, how the hell do I do it?
Right, but again, though, you can't, that growth that people have with Rock Band, you know, with those instruments, works for their product. Because that means that it's they can have somebody who's on beginner, you know, or easy mode, you know, in the first, like, let's say 2 or 3, 4 months, and your rate of progress, of growth, of development with that controller, with that instrument or whatever, grows, you know, with the product.
Right.
Which is what's worked for them. Whereas if you were to give people real instruments or have people get real instruments and then do the Rocksmith approach, your growth is so fucking slow.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. I've been playing guitar for, I don't know, like 8 years, 9 years, something like that. And there's still a lot of shit that I can't even do. And I've been playing for 9 years.
Right.
You know, like, you're not going to be able to develop that, you know, as quickly as you would think. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do that with a controller because you've only got 6 fucking buttons.
Not 6,000.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, not a bunch of different kinds. You know what I mean? Like, that growth is a huge factor there. Like, I mean, me, because I had already played, like, the first time I ever played Guitar Hero, none of my friends knew about it. And I think my parents must have read about it in a magazine and whatever, because I didn't even fucking hear about it until they got it for me.
Oh, and then the first time I played Rock Band.
Right, and then I played it and I beat the game in like 2 days because I was like, this is fucking exciting. This is really cool. And then I was on expert mode in like, 3 weeks. You know.
Oh, I remember that step from hard to extra. It's like, oh god.
Yeah.
Am I ready for this? I don't know.
right. But I mean, it's just. I loved Guitar Hero. I hated Rock Band for a while because I thought it was like, shitting
easier on Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
Hero.
It really was easier Guitar Hero. But I mean, Rock Band has definitely earned its cred with implementing every other instrument and everything like that, except for fucking triangle or whatever.
Triangle?
I said except for like, they've basically. I mean, they've had. You know, you've had your guitars, your basses, the piano, which was stupid, and then your drums.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just a cool thing. I really hope that they're working on something new, because, I mean, that's money. That's seriously, like, you want to find out a way to not ever have to worry about funds, you and I should create the next Rock Band, and we'll become millionaires in 2 seconds, and we'll stay millionaires for years. Because, seriously, Rock Band's, like, it's been such a financial success for the longest time.
Yeah, it was. So. Speaking of Rock Band, did you know that the Skylanders figures are made up of grinded up guitars and Guitar Hero guitars and Rock Band guitars and drum sets? Yeah.
I did not know that.
About recycling shit.
That's amazing.
Activision.
That's amazing. Okay.
Oh, God. So, we're back on the PS4 track. God, there's so much PS4 stuff. It's wonderful.
We told you it'd be random.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We'll keep it. No discernible order.
Okay.
The PlayStation 4 is going to be heavily integrated with Gaikai, YouTube, and other social networks, according to a report on IGN and the Wall Street Journal.
Okay. So
what this means... What this means is Gaikai is a streaming service for games.
Mm-hmm.
That goes hand-in-hand with a rumor that's kind of just starting to leak. Is that the PlayStation 4 will be able to stream PlayStation 3 games.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
But how is that going to work for the kid like me, who already owns those games, but wants to trade in his PlayStation 3 for the PlayStation 4?
Right.
Do I get fucked?
Maybe. You probably will.
Go. You want to say something.
Fucking duh to this report. That's all I have to say. Like, why would you not, at this point in our technological development, like, our Instagram is fused with Facebook, our Twitters are fused with Facebook, even MySpaces are fused with Facebook. You can sign into 9GAG with Facebook.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to do that.
Oh, I do. I've gone on 9GAG all the time. I love 9GAG. All
right.
But, I mean, there's so much shit that, like, you just log in with Facebook. It's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that simple. You go, you log in with your Facebook profile and you've got a profile on that specific site. So why the fuck wouldn't you fuse your gaming system with that?
Because then everyone will know how much time I spend playing video games.
But, I mean, seriously.
Matt spent 22 hours straight playing this game. Whoops.
Right.
Why'd you fail math class, Matt? Because Ni No Kuni's awesome.
Right.
Speaking of Ni No Kuni's awesome. But what's really cool is with Gaikai, Sony acquired it last year for just under $400 million. While they were doing massive layoffs, take in mind. So they saw the potential of this company.
Said, clearly.
This is more important than the bullshit that these people were working on, apparently.
Yeah.
So when we say streaming PlayStation 3 games, I mean literally like, it's loading as you play the game.
Right.
So that's really cool.
Right. It should be really interesting. I like the idea of YouTube.
It makes sense because if you're going to be able to share videos, press a button, boom, it's on YouTube.
Right. I mean, kids who are fucking, what is it? What are they? They're like, people used to do it for Halo 3 and Halo 2 all the time. It's like a kill streak thing. Like it's your fucking kill video. Like I can't remember the name of it. Can't remember the name of it to save my life, but kids, you would play Halo, for 20 minutes, and if you were really, really good for those 20 minutes, like if you just whooped ass for 20 minutes, kids would upload that video to YouTube and be like, here's my one. I can't remember the name of it.
Check me out, I'm good at Halo, said the kid who was good for 20 minutes and then got his ass kicked.
You're right, exactly, like everybody else who's ever played Halo.
Yep.
But, I mean, I think it's awesome. Like, as you said earlier, with when we were talking about the controller, like, being able to... Just being able to immediately do, like, if you're doing a walkthrough or if you're doing a pod... If you're doing, like, a podcast of a game and you want to play the game as you're commenting on it, I mean, this makes those people's jobs a lot easier, and it probably makes them a lot more efficient because it's right there in front of you, and all you got to do is click a couple buttons and it's done. Up. Right.
I mean, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
But again, Wednesday, 6 o'clock Eastern time, whatever that is for your time.
Yeah.
It's 5 tune in
for us. But yeah.
Tune in and we'll get excited because it's
48
hours.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, it's 44
hours.
44?
44 hours.
44 hours, yeah. 44 hours.
Get excited, folks.
I'm getting there.
Oh, my God. So excited.
Okay.
Josh, why don't you take this one?
Okay. So, David Cage, the guy who's behind Heavy Rain, basically the guy who's behind fucking Quantic Dream.
Yeah.
Beyond Two Souls is I'm assuming still being worked on.
Yeah, it's coming out this year.
Yeah, it's coming out this year. It's cool.
I think it's slated for the summer.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, awesome. They're also working on another fucking game.
Bom bom bom.
Which is weird because
no, it's not.
Well, it is because I mean they take their time with their products. Like there was a huge gap between. Indigo Prophecy and Heavy Rain.
Yeah, that was a big gap.
There was a huge fucking gap. And it's just I mean it's not as big of a gap, but there's a gap between Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes this product so like special that it needs to be worked on alongside Beyond Two Souls? Because I think that's got to be another big hitting game. That's got to be. It's got to be another big hitting game.
No, here's exactly what it is. I'm going to go against you here.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. They're on full steam development on Beyond Two Souls.
Okay.
But you know, that's a big enough studio, but they have a team of probably 15 or 20 people that are always planning for the future, that are already in the concept art phase.
Okay.
And the previs phase for the cutscenes that they want to do.
Okay.
For the PlayStation 4 game that they're going to release. That's it. When they say they're working on it, it doesn't mean that they're already in alpha,
right?
And they're playing the damn thing,
right? Right.
I mean, it means it's in the drawing board,
right? I just think I just think it's weird for David Cage to come out and say that, like, "Hey, I already know what I'm doing for my next game, and I already know what I'm doing for the game after that." It's just really interesting because Beyond Two Souls still isn't. I mean, it's still not done.
No, but it's getting close.
Right. I know it's getting close, but it's still not done.
Sure.
It's just really interesting because this is coming from a studio that's never done that.
Right.
That's why it's hitting me weird, because this studio has never done that. They've never done this. I mean, they probably had the idea for Beyond Two Souls when they were, you know, done.
When he was done writing for Heavy Rain.
Right. But, I mean, it's just really interesting to me that he's like, I already know what I'm doing for Beyond Two Souls, the game that's after that, and the game that's after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Maybe he just hit like a fucking stroke of awesome writers, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just whipped out a bunch of more stories that are gonna make me cry.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Right, and I hope it's amazing.
It will be.
I hope that none of them are sequels to Beyond Two Souls.
No, I like their style where each game is its own contained story.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. You get a perfect finality at the end of it, and that's it. And that's done. I mean,
none of this Call of Duty Black Ops 10,002.
Right, where it's just continuations and continuations.
Well, the bad guy from 4,000 games ago. His great, 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 great grandson named Jesus, not Jesus.
Right.
Taking place in the year zero.
Right. I don't know. It just hit me weird. It's hitting me weird. But you know what? Cool. I admire the shit of David Cage.
I'm so excited.
So, it's going to be good. But yeah, check out Beyond Two Souls when that comes out.
Oh, this summer.
Alan fucking Page, man.
Alan Page. They said Alan Page. I'm like, that was Alan Page. Oh, Alan Page.
Yeah.
Enunciation.
What if her dad was Alan Page? And she was Ellen Page? That'd be weird.
Yeah, but she's gorgeous.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that that would be weird because she's gorgeous.
I'd get over it.
You'd get... What about her? I'm asking about her. Whatever.
It's not weird at all. I think...
Whatever. It's done.
I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, I'm trying to think of a really good...
It's donezo. Okay, so we're done. We're done with news.
That's the news. I want to make some predictions for the event on Wednesday.
Okay, go.
I got some big news for the folks that are listening right now about what's going on my side.
Oh, yeah, this motherfucker's life's been exciting.
Oh, it has been exciting.
It's been rather exciting. Do you want to talk about that before we do the predictions, or do you want to talk about that after?
I can do it now really quick. I don't want to sound like I'm...
not to brag.
I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. It's just... I'm really excited about it because it's a really cool opportunity for me.
I swear he's bragging.
And it could be a step in the right direction for me. Tomorrow, go to IGN.com at... God, what is it? It's 2 o'clock for me. At 1 o'clock Western. At 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay.
You will see me, Greg Miller, and I think 4 other people talking about the upcoming PlayStation 4 reveal. I don't know how I did it, but the gods have shined a light on me and have said, hey, you get to be featured with Greg Miller, the executive PlayStation editor, talking about the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Greg
Miller's the shit. If you don't know...
He's my idol.
Yeah. But Greg Miller's the shit. He does great work all over IGN.
He does. He's...
constantly.
Oh,
so...
Greg, if you are ever listening to this... You leave me.
That's what it's going to be like if he ever meets you.
Beyond! That's all I'll be able to say.
That's beyond. That's every time, like, if you meet him in person, that's what his reaction. You're going to ask him a question.
You're going to get a hug by a short stranger.
He's going to fight his mouth to try and make sense.
Literally, I'm really excited about that. And then on Wednesday, if everything goes according to plan, I might be podcasting with the head of Entertainment Fuse, Vincent, and the community developer of Splinter Cell Blacklist. I'm doing a live podcast with them. Then another one with Vincent on Thursday about the PlayStation 4 reveal and Project Destiny. So this week is super exciting for me.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. He's going to have a lot of fucking repeating himself. That's what he's going to have to do.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm happy for him. I'm jealous. I'm happy for him.
You better be.
I am.
Or else...
Yeah.
So that's my big news on my own personal corner. I'm excited. You should definitely watch it and watch me probably make a fool of myself on a few sentences.
Probably get excited.
Get excited.
I'm excited.
Are you going to watch it?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Is that cute?
Because we're the two best
friends
that
anyone can have. That movie sucks.
It was funny the first time.
Yeah, it was funny maybe the first time you saw the first one. Everything else
I forgot they're doing the third one.
Yeah. Everything else has sucked.
I just died a little.
That movie's not fun.
So yeah. I'm excited for it. Tomorrow can't come soon enough.
Really can't.
So yeah. That's Matt's personal corner of the week.
Okay, so PS4
predictions,
reveal predictions. Okay, at least for that day. Okay.
Can we agree that there's gonna be a reveal of the PlayStation 4?
Yes.
It's gonna happen.
Yes.
Okay.
Without
a doubt.
Without a doubt. Okay, we're gonna find out what the fuck the controller is.
Yes, they will show... they're going to show the controller. I agree with that. It's going to be a final controller form.
Yeah.
And if it's not,
I would be
shocked.
Yeah, I would be very shocked. How the fuck can you show the system
without
not?
This isn't the Nintendo Revolution, the Wii. That was its code-end, the Revolution.
Right.
Like, here's the console. We'll show you the controller in a year and a half.
Right.
And it's a freaking TV remote.
Right, exactly. It's dumb.
Controller is going to be... everything on the console is going to be, I think, final or near final.
Yeah.
When I say near final, I mean they might tweak the size of maybe the D-pad
right.
and thumbsticks.
It would just be this, probably just the size or the proximity of the of the controller rather than
the features it has.
Right. We're definitely going to see some huge games.
Killzone 4.
That's probably a safe bet.
It has to be there.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, hasn't that premiered?
No. PlayStation
or no,
Killzone
I mean
Verse.
Like didn't Killzone like come out at launch for PS3?
No, Killzone was not a was it? No, it wasn't a launch title.
Resistance
was a launch.
Yeah, there you go.
But we all know that this console is gonna come out late October, early November.
Yeah,
and they need a solid first person shooter with launch.
Oh, of course, because
unless Call of Duty is coming out on the same day, which it probably it might. Who knows?
Yeah, it fucking might.
Which would be really cool, actually. Because, you know what? I will get the next generation Call of Duty game. Just because.
Right. I mean, everyone's... I mean, I fuck. Like, you have to play a Call of Duty game when it comes out. You have to play it at least once. It's one of those games.
Yeah. I didn't play Black Ops.
The newest one?
No, the Black Ops, the first one. I didn't play that. I didn't play World at War. Oh. I played a little bit of Black Ops. It was pretty good.
Huh.
We will not get a single playable game.
What do you mean?
They're just gonna. There'll be live demos.
But
there'll be live demos.
They won't have a live playthrough.
It'll be a live demo. They'll play through it live on stage. Maybe that's a push.
Right? Maybe.
But the press who are there, who have been invited, you know, IGN, Kotaku, Destructoid, everyone,
right.
They will not get their hands on the controller to demo it.
Oh fuck!
That will
no.
not be till
fuck no
E3.
Yeah, of course. You have to save that for E3. Otherwise, E3 isn't going to be as big as it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Killzone 4 is probably a safe bet. It makes fucking perfect sense. We're probably going to hear about games that we haven't heard jack shit about.
Gran Turismo 6 will be announced. That's it. That is not even a launch window title. That's going to be like 2 years down the road.
Right.
But Gran Turismo 6.
Right.
Love Gran Turismo.
It's a cool game. I mean, there needs to be games that we don't know jack shit about.
Wait, hold on. Can I revise my statement there? Gran Turismo 6 will be a launch title. You need a racer that shows off how pretty the graphics can be in console.
Right, and you need a shooter to show off how good it can play to be in those eyes. And then they'll need an RPG.
They'll need a sports game.
Yeah, they'll need, of course. I mean, they'll get a sports game, but they'll need, I don't know.
FIFA.
That'd be cool. Do you remember that game? I think it's called Backbreakers.
Yeah, that NBA NFL Blitz game kind of thing.
Like, everything about that game sucked dick except for defense. Because they had the same... I don't know if they had the same thing as Force Unleashed, or they had some kind of variation where every single NPC behaved as a human, so every single tackle you did...
Was different. That's cool.
I mean, I think if Madden could buy whoever did that, I would probably play Madden games.
No, I wouldn't, because I'd rather go out and play the sport.
We're too small to play that sport, man.
We can play touch.
We can play touch football.
Well, I've played tackle football before, and I was like this tall. For those of you who can't see us and are not watching our video podcast, because we don't have one.
Because, yeah.
My hand's about 2 feet off the ground. Right. Yeah, I used to play tackle with my friends, but they were my size.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll play with people our size. It'll be cute. It'll be like 18 midgets running around.
Right. I mean, I just, I don't know.
18 5'6", 5'7", midgets.
Right. I don't know. I'm taller than Matt, for the record. I'm like 5'9".
God damn it. I was way... Samsonite. I was way off.
If you don't know that movie, go fuck yourself.
But seriously, you should watch Dumb and Dumber. The movie's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, FIFA.
Let's do it the exact same time.
FIFA, yeah. Launch title. NHL, launch title.
Killzone,
launch title. Gran Turismo 6, they need a racer. They need a first-party racer.
Yeah, but again, though, I want a game that I have no idea that even exists.
We're going to get that.
I want to see them be like, hey, this is a game made by people you probably don't know. And here's a game you've never heard of, and here's stuff.
Well, hold on. I want to pull something up here. It's a wiki I've done a little bit of work on for IGN. Let me just get there. Hold on. Got it. Got to do some loading and stuff.
I don't know. I
still need to apply for All Stars. I should probably do that.
You should probably do that, yeah.
I'll do it this week.
I got
a lot of shit to do this week. I'm busy.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I just want to see a bunch of stuff. I don't want it to just be, here's a system, buy. You know, here's a system... #PlayStation 4 #PlayStation Vita #some game.
Okay.
Bye.
So I figured it out. We are going to get Killzone 4, Call of Duty, Battlefield, a Sonic, not Star Wars, fuck that. Watch Dogs.
Fucking hope there's a good Sonic game that comes out.
Yeah, they already said they aren't going to go photorealistic with Sonic, which is okay.
Fine. I'm tired of shitty Sonic games.
I know. I am too.
Bethesda. I want it.
I don't think Bethesda's going to announce anything.
Yeah. I mean, if they were working on something, probably.
We might get a teaser trailer for Fallout 4.
Yeah, right. I mean, maybe. Like, do how the new Dark Souls did, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe that'll happen. Maybe. Maybe. I mean, that's a long shot, but that'd be cool.
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a glimpse of Nathan Drake.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. That just makes sense. We haven't heard about, like, sizzle reel. We haven't heard about Uncharted in a while.
No, because, in case you didn't know, Naughty Dog is into two different development teams. One side, after the completion of Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, they broke off to do The Last of Us, and the other team went on to do Uncharted 3.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had about a year and a few months now to kind of figure out what they're working on for the Uncharted 3 team. Yeah. What the hell is it?
Right.
Who knows?
We really haven't heard
anything. We don't know. So maybe we'll get a teaser saying it'll come out when it's ready.
Right.
No, probably 2 years, but whatever. Right. I'll deal with that.
Right.
So yeah, we're going to get so much. Vita's going to get a price drop like in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you could use your Vita to play PlayStation 4 games in the same house a la the Nintendo Wii U tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And the PlayStation 4 will do the processing power.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think there's going to be a $600 bundle.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Vita, the PlayStation 4, HDMI cable, everything.
Right. And that's mighty fine.
That's one hell of a bundle.
Right, that's mighty fine. I mean, if we don't see a lot of game reveals, or if we don't see a lot of anything reveals, it makes sense, because, I mean, why would you blow your load now and then...
Because they need to beat Microsoft to the punch.
Right, but they can't give away absolutely everything now.
Well, they have to give away a good amount, though.
Well, of course. I mean, they're like, this is fucking random, comes out of the blue. It needs to be huge. But E3 needs to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, without a doubt, they need to win E3.
Yes, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I think this is going to help them win.
It will. I think Sony has the potential to... be top dog again. I mean, they technically are already, because they've sold more PlayStation 3s than Xbox 360s.
Right, which is weird to think about.
It is, but I'm not surprised, because the PlayStation 3 is such a solid console.
Right, and it also makes sense that kids who don't have 360s can go over to their friend's house and play with a friend, because that's the benefit of a 360 anyway.
Yeah.
You have a PS3 for me, 360 for everybody. That's the way I kind of view it.
Because I prefer single player on PS3.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They have so many, just better games.
It just feels better. It just absolutely feels better.
It really does. So those are kind of our predictions. $400 price point?
Yeah.
We're in
that's been the general consensus. I mean, we've thought that. I don't remember. Someone I follow on Twitter. Might have been Greg Miller. Might have been Colin.
Ooh.
I'm not sure. Might have just been an IGN article. I don't know. But... yeah, I mean, everybody's pretty much on that consensus that it's going to be $400.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
That is the sweet spot for a console.
Right, because it's cheap enough for people to be like, oh, it's not that much more than what I paid for my PS3, for my 360. And it's not too expensive where people are going to be like, how the fuck am I going to afford that? You know what I mean?
Right. What I think is funny is I got a friend, Zach, who goes to college here. And he's like, wait, they already come out with a PlayStation 4? I just got my PlayStation 3 for Christmas. I'm like, yeah, you're only 6 years late. And he goes, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, it's 6 years old, Jag. And he's like, god damn it.
Right.
So now he's got his parents, going to plop down on the $400 for his system.
Right, in a year. But yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's weird to think about how long we've had our 360s.
It is. I got that, like, oh, god. Oh, about a year after it came out.
Right, I got mine, about a year.
But I'm getting either the PS3 or the 360 on launch.
Right. It's happening. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what my deal breaker is yet. Alan Wake is your deal breaker.
Alan Wake is my deal breaker. If I find out that Alan Wake 2 is coming to the PlayStation 4, I'm not getting an Xbox.
Right.
I have no reason to.
Well, you will.
Eventually. A few years down the road.
No, you'll have reason. You'll have reason when they announce what's happening with the 360.
I know, but I...
I know, it's just Alan Wake's your game. It's your shit.
That's my shit. Resident Evil.
Yeah, no.
Resident Evil.
No. If they reboot it,
they're talking about rebooting the series.
Yeah, if they reboot it, it's your shit.
Last story. I just remembered this one. It's from about a week and a half ago. The Last Guardian. Remember that game from Team Ico?
Why do I? What? What was
that? The studio that did Ico and Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah.
That game that was announced like 5 years ago for the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Might become a PlayStation 4 launch title.
Cool.
Which means that studio has not released a game in over 6 years.
Yeah, which is fucked up.
Wow.
You know what I want?
What?
Kingdom Hearts 3. Because it was announced in 2000.
It's not coming to the... You know it's going to be a PlayStation 4 game.
Right, I know. I just want to fucking hear about it.
I think I heard a rumor that...
It's on its way because... Well, because what they've been doing is they've been filling the gap with handhelds.
Yeah.
That's what they've been filling the game.
Because they had to redo all like the character model contracts.
Right, it's just funny because I think that... They debuted the fucking Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer in like... 2004?
2005, I think.
Something like that. And we literally haven't heard jack shit about it since. So that's a 5, 6, 7...
year wait. For one game.
Yeah, for one game.
Jesus.
It's time. It's time. It's like Half-Life 3.
Yeah, but...
It's time. It's Valve,
and I have no respect for them anymore.
Right, exactly. So.
You made a great game. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Good job.
You've kind of sucked it up ever since.
All right. That's the show.
Yeah, that's the show.
Short show, my ass.
That's
9:17 our time.
Yeah, it's because we had a lot of shit to talk about.
It is. And we're just going to be nerding out on Wednesday.
Yeah, so we hope you're there. We hope you're there and you're excited because we're excited.
Mm-hmm. Come watch my IGN tomorrow.
Yeah, watch my...
Listen to our podcast on Wednesday. We'll post it that night.
Yeah, it'll probably get posted around like 11 or something. I mean, pending on how much we have to talk about.
Yeah.
That's really what dictates it. If it's a bunch of short and sweet stuff, it'll get posted earlier. If it's not...
Yeah, if it only leaves us with 20 minutes of stuff to talk about, then it only leaves us 20 minutes of stuff to talk about.
Right. So,
we'll see. Literally, we have plans for it. We want to go into depth about so much, but we don't know if we can. Right. And that's going to drive us nuts.
Right. So, 2 days. Be there, be square. I'm Josh McKenney.
I'm Matt Lucchetti.
And you guys have a nice day. This has been...
Stay classy. This has been Back Full of Course.
Fantastic.